Love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about the education of our children, your kids, your grandkids, the future of our community. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you're welcome to do so. We'll hear from John Velardita, the head of the teachers union, coming up a little bit later on in the hour. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's go to Clay. Clay, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Listen, in regards to providing parents with individual choice, the system we have now cripples their choice by laying education taxes on them. If they had their own money to spend and didn't send it to the government, they could have true choice. I say, if you don't want to stand in the way of choices, you have to get rid of the taxation program. Another thing, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is to have government run the schools. If you have communism, in my opinion, it's a form of collectivism. Collectivism is putting your money in a common pot forcefully and then having the government choose how that money is spent, in this case on education. One of your earlier guests said he wanted to improve the existing programs we have. I say you can't improve communism. It's a failing system. Every year, the politicians are going to tell you we need more money to invest in these government schools, and every year they get worse.
Clay, we just got done giving education in this state $2.4 billion in new money. $2.4 billion. I mean, could you have done the same thing for just a billion?
It wouldn't have been as bad, but I mean, it's just the mindset of the people is they think if you're going to have education, you have to have government in charge of it. And one last thing I'd like to say on this subject is that the 10 Bill of Rights, which was supposed to protect our freedoms, were put in place telling the government 10 things they should not do so the people can live in a land of liberty and get better results, we'll say. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are 10 things the government should be doing to bring about this communist utopia. Putting your money in a common pot is the opposite of liberty, and I say we should return to liberty, get rid of the taxes, start understanding that the best person to spend your money and direct the marketplace is you.
Well, when the marketplace is in charge, the price of everything comes down. I mean, if you look at LASIK surgery, you know, LASIK surgery is cheaper now than it's ever been because it's out of the hands of the insurance company and the government and everybody.
In a land of liberty, that's where the people aren't taxed out of the money. Money will flow toward the enterprise that's doing the best job as judged by the people. When you live in a land of tyranny, money flows from the people who earn it to the government, and then they spend it the way they choose, and it doesn't flow then upon merit. It flows based upon bribery, blackmail, nepotism, cronyism. It lowers your standard of liberty. Liberty is simply letting people keep their money, send it to the enterprise of their choice, and seeing prosperity grow.
I love the way you talk, Clay. Thanks, man. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. No, Clay makes sense. And if you got the government out of the business of education, for instance, I love the politicians who in years past always promised on the stump, I will eliminate the Department of Education. But they never do it because the Department of Education is entrenched. You saw what we were talking about with Pearson, the book manufacturer and other manufacturers, and how they're encouraging critical race theory. That's a real problem. Coming up, John Velardita. Believe it or not, we are just a couple of weeks away. Teachers and support staff are due to report the 2nd of August. That's just a couple of weeks away, and we don't have a contract with our teachers. There are going to be more teachers missing this year than ever before. And now the question is, what are we going to do about it? We'll talk with John Velardita about that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at finlaymazda.com.
Well, at 2:30, there's about a half a dozen accidents that you should be aware of on the surface streets right now. Decatur at Pinewood, Eastern at Russell, Sand Hill at Flamingo. Those are all in the early stages. Also, crashes Charleston at Pecos, Desert Inn at Rainbow, Desert Inn at Lindell, and that's just to name a few. Some of the heaviest flows on area freeways right now are through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Spring Mountain, very sluggish through there, also northbound 15 at Hacienda. And remember that Tropicana Freeway off-ramp is closed on 15 south, the Frank Sinatra ramp is closed on 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he'll consider increasing time on the pitch clock for the postseason, but is reluctant to adjust an innovation the sport considers a great success. In the first season of the pitch clock, the average time of a nine-inning game is down to 2 hours and 38 minutes. That's on track to be the fastest since 1984. Last year, games lasted an average of 3 hours and 4 minutes. The year before, 3 hours and 9 minutes. Manfred says he has no intention of altering Pete Rose's lifetime ban from baseball and said the sport's commercial deals with gambling companies have no impact on the status of the career hits leader. Rose agreed to a lifetime ban back in 1989 after an investigation found Rose placed numerous bets on the Cincinnati Reds to win from 1985 to 1987 while playing for and managing the team. Manfred rejected Rose's application in 2015. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Want my secret for how to prep for summer getaways and get-togethers and get everything for less? Kohl's. I just went shopping and saved big on sunny day essentials like tees, tank tops, shorts, capris, swimwear, and beach towels. Because for every one I bought, I was able to get a second for only $1. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So head to Kohl's and find the top styles for the lowest prices. You'll thank me later. Select styles. Offers end July 13th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry and a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've been talking education with folks from the Heritage Foundation. I also had a chance to visit with John Vallardita, executive director of the teachers union here in Clark County. And I asked a question that I'd had on my mind for a while because I had heard this from teachers who are friends of mine. And I asked very simply, do you have a contract for next year?
No, we do not, Kevin. In fact, that's part of the reason why I said we're busy. We're actually trying to secure a contract before the school year starts, although I don't think it's going to happen with the school district.
What are the issues? Are there any outstanding issues that are going to be challenging to get past?
Yeah, well, you know, this last legislative session was significant in terms of the amount of money the governor and the legislature passed to put in our K-12 system, over $2.4 billion. And then they also passed a piece of legislation that allocated $250 million for salary adjustments for educators and support staff. And, you know, the big stumbling block for us right now is, you know, we're not competitive with our pay, so we can't recruit people, but we can't hold on to people. We lost over 2,000 educators this past year. And so, you know, the solution to that, at least in part, is people have to be paid because they're professionals and the money's been allocated at the state. And so our issue with the school district is they're not coming to the table offering the type of salary adjustments for that's long overdue, that's clearly funded at the state for these educators at Clark. So that's why we don't have a contract right now.
Well, was there any thought during the legislature to actually put teacher raises in the legislation and with a table of how, you know, who gets what out of this $2.4 billion?
Absolutely. SB 231, and it was sponsored by the majority leader Cannizzaro and the speaker Yeager, and then signed by Governor Lombardo, allocated $250 million to school districts specifically and only for salary adjustments. And the district is balking at using that money because they don't think that if they are to use that money, will they have money to pay those salary increases in the off years? And it's just an unacceptable and non-defensible position that they have.
John, this is unfathomable to me. You've got $2.4 billion, and the district can't decide how to divvy the money up? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why we have an issue with this administration. We've just lost all confidence in the leadership here in terms of making the right decisions, putting us in the right direction so that kids are learning and educators are supported in the classroom so that kids do learn. And so, yeah, so it's not a surprise. It's sad that we're at this point. It should have been a no-brainer after this legislative session, given, as you said, $2.4 billion, and we're still at loggerheads over this issue.
John Vallardita joining us, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association. So are you at least meeting? Are you at least talking with the district?
Yeah, we've had a couple of meaningful sessions with them. And when I say meaningful, there's been a discussion, but there's been no agreement on anything. We're scheduled to have two more sessions at the end of July. We have a large meeting on July 29th after those sessions. We expect several thousand teachers to show up, and we're going to report where we're at. Kevin, I got to tell you, this is really serious because we've been told and been directed by our membership that, you know, there's not going to be a school year without a contract, that these teachers have to be paid. So we're actually closely at a crossroads in this struggle with the school district, and it's fast approaching.
I was told by one of your teachers that teachers and staff are due to report August 2nd. Is that the date, or is it something else?
No, you're correct. August 2nd is for everybody. There's new teachers that are coming in, I think, the week before for some orientation. But, yes, August 2nd. And then a week later, the school year starts.
Let me just ask you on another front. Are there things that parents will see in our schools that maybe they weren't seeing before because of this $2.4 billion or for the School Safety Act, things like that? Is there anything that parents will notice and say, oh, that's new, oh, that's good, that's a good idea?
Well, I think the number of students that are going to arrive at a school without a classroom teacher is going to increase. So for those parents that are going to experience that, that'll be new. But to your point, we did pass some pretty significant legislation around safety because I'm sure you know and your listeners have seen or maybe even have experienced as parents the growing and escalating violence in these classrooms, on these campuses and these buses where student behavior is acted out and has become, you know, dangerous. And in fact, you know, a year ago we had a teacher who was brutally raped and assaulted by a student. So, you know, laws have been passed to try to improve that, to have more of a deterrent so that there can be immediate intervention and have a threatening student and or if an act of violence with intent to harm has been committed to be removed from a classroom or bus or campus.
I am of the belief, and I've looked at this thing for years, for more than a decade, nothing is going to change in this district with Jesus Chara on campus, so to speak. And I guess my question is, are there any members of the Board of Trustees that are looking seriously at replacing him?
I think Superintendent Jara, our organization feels his time is up. He's been here 5 years. There's been no improvement on student outcomes in terms of kids learning how to read, write, do math. Even the graduation rates are bogus. People graduate, but they still can't learn to read and write and do math. He has a 4-3 support on the Board of Trustees. I think he's one vote away from being in trouble. We clearly don't support him. We're looking for change. Our membership took a vote of no confidence. 75% said they have no confidence in this guy. We took a poll about maybe not quite 8 weeks ago, Kevin, of the community. Sample size was about 600. 71% of those in the community said that he should be removed as the superintendent. 75% of that number were parents who said that he should be removed as superintendent.
Is it possible, and I know that the teachers union has been at odds with Republicans over the years, but I'm just curious if you think this is a coalition that could begin to form where teachers join with parents to elicit change in our district.
Oh, absolutely. We've never been not aligned. I mean, teachers, profession is to make sure kids learn, right? And they don't go in it for the money. They go in it to change a kid's life, change the world, et cetera. And so parents also have a great deal of faith and confidence in a good teacher to make sure that their kid learns. And so what we have is we have a situation where we just have way too many kids not learning, starting with the fact that we have a vacancy and 35,000 kids will start the school year without a teacher, but we don't have support from administration with utilizing the right resources that the legislature had passed to make sure that there's the type of programs in there for kids to learn and to support teachers. So, yeah, I definitely think that parents and teachers are in alignment over what's in the best interest of our school system, and that's to make sure that every kid learns and they graduate and they're ready for the workforce and or are college ready.
There you have it, John Vallardita, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial. Lots more to come. You're going to hear from Ted Cruz. He is smoking hot mad on a number of different fronts, most involving the White House and the Biden administration. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
ProPrice Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call ProPrice.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Hiring the right lawyer can make a huge difference. It can decide how much money you put in your pocket. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now. 728-5500.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope. to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love Ted Cruz. He's not running for president, I don't think. And at least he has, in Texas, told people he's not going to be running for president. But he was on with Hannity last night trying to hold the White House accountable for all the mess that they have created in and around the White House, the cocaine, the whole thing, the Hunter Biden stuff. It's horrible, horrible stuff. This was Ted Cruz last night on Hannity.
House is the only body of Congress doing its job because Senate Democrats don't want to know the truth. They're not interested. But here's where we are on the facts. We now have two credible whistleblowers, both IRS career employees, who've come forward at enormous risk to their own careers, to their own livelihoods. And they've reported on corruption within the Department of Justice, specifically that Merrick Garland and his political appointees repeatedly interfered in the investigation of Hunter Biden, and especially that what they did is they protected the White House, they protected the big guy. They said no questions about the big guy. You're not allowed to investigate the big guy. Not only that, they allege that the Department of Justice tipped off Hunter Biden's lawyers before they executed a search warrant, before they tried to question Hunter Biden repeatedly. They allege the senior officials at the Department of Justice obstructed this investigation. Now, we don't know if these whistleblowers are telling the truth, but if they are, if they're telling the truth, their testimony is flatly contradictory with what Merrick Garland has said under oath. I questioned Merrick Garland in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he told the Judiciary Committee under oath that the U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden had complete authority to investigate and that there was zero political interference. His statement is directly contrary to what the whistleblower said. The House needs to have a hearing. They need to have both whistleblowers under oath. They need to have David Weiss, the U.S. attorney, under oath, and they need to have Merrick Garland, the attorney general, under oath. Somebody's lying, and if Garland's lying, he committed lying under oath to Congress, which is a felony, and he committed obstruction of justice, which is a felony. He obviously can't investigate himself, so Merrick Garland should be recused from the entire matter, and the Department of Justice should appoint a special counsel to determine whether or not the Attorney General of the United States has committed multiple felonies.
With the honor and integrity to do it, and I'd like to get to the bottom of the 1023 form, but we're talking also about six whistleblowers, and my understanding is that tomorrow, John Solomon, investigative reporter, editor-in-chief at JustTheNews.com, he will be on this show. He has a document. In that document, it'll show the recommendation to, in fact, indict Hunter Biden on tax charges, felony charges, dealing with the years that have now passed the statute of limitations. If that ends up being true, would that mean that Mr. Weiss didn't do his job?
Well, it would, and what the IRS whistleblowers also alleged is that Mr. Weiss tried to get the U.S. attorney in the Central District of California and the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia to bring charges against Hunter Biden for the most serious tax offenses. The cases had to be brought in D.C. and California because that's where the crimes occurred. And what the IRS whistleblowers alleged is those U.S. attorneys refused to bring the case. And to be clear, one of those U.S. attorneys was a political donor to Joe Biden. Another of those U.S. attorneys was a political donor to Kamala Harris. And their allegations, again, are directly contrary to what Merrick Garland has said under oath. And this is something I've talked about at great length on my podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz. You look at these whistleblowers, both of them are career IRS employees. One, Gary Shapley, was a senior supervisory agent with a lot of experience. He has no reason That's evident on the record to lie. He doesn't appear to be a Republican. The other whistleblower, he's self-described as a gay Democrat with a man for a husband. There's no reason to think he's got an axe to grind with Joe Biden, and yet he's got the